Hey guys, this is Penguin with a Pen, and I am going to be taking the, who wrote this? Lakara Mia Performer Writer Confession Questionnaire. I never really know how to start this thing, so let's just get into it. 1. How long have I been recording or posting scripts for GWA? I believe my first fill was in January, because it was on an old account called SluttyPenguin18, which I ended up deleting because my mom found that account and she was like, "Hey, Aaron, what the fuck is this?" So yeah, I just impulsively deleted it, and now I'm back. 2. Would you go back and re-record or rewrite any audios or scripts given the time? Yes, absolutely. The two biggest ones with this were, well, they would be my first two scripts, You Own Me, May I Please Wear Your Collar, and a series of emails, which both of them I think I did a decent job of, but I read them both way too quickly. I read them way too nervously, especially because it was like, my mom was only away for like a half hour, and I was like, oh shit, I gotta get this done. So yeah, that was nerve-wracking. So if I could go back and re-record those, I absolutely would. 3. Do you record or write impulsively, or do you keep ideas noted to record or write at a better time? Well, I do have a big long list of ideas and scripts. It's in a weird secret calculator app on my phone, but mostly I just record impulsively, and when I have extra time and nothing pops into my mind, I'll just look at my list and see what I have on the back burner, which, if you're wondering, mostly late-stage infernalism and stray thoughts. This is why I never record your scripts in a timely fashion, because I am an unreliable little bitch. 4. Does anyone outside the GWA community know you write scripts or record audio? Yes, 2 people. My boyfriend of 4 months, I want to say, David, and my best friend since 3rd grade, both people I trust immensely. And to answer question 5, could you see yourself ever telling someone outside of GWA? No, I would never tell anyone else because I will never trust anyone else as much as I trust those 2 people. 6. Are there any tags or themes you personally love to listen to but for whatever reason would rather not record or write about? Yes, I don't love recording F-DOM stuff compared to my F-sub stuff, just because subspace is kind of where I live. But, I mean, I'll do it. There's a very specific mood that I sometimes get into, where I'll be like, oh shit, I need to be a controlling bitch right now, and no one's gonna stop me from it, and that's when I'll record my F-DOM. But, yeah, other than that, I mostly like to record F-sub and listen to dominant audios. 7. Has there been any script or audio idea from another writer or performer that you wish you could have come up with? Well, basically anything by Ravisher Girl, just because his ideas are always so interesting and they always have a way of coming across in such an elegant way that I'm like, how the hell did he do this? But yeah, I don't know how I would ever do that, but hey, Ravish, if you have some sort of secret potion, then be sure to DM me. I would certainly pay a very small sum of money for it. 8. Are there any tags or themes you've been wanting to include in your audios or scripts, but have not found the opportunity? Yes, forced feminization. So I was talking with this, I hate to use the word sissy since that can be offensive to trans people, I know, but I was talking to this self-identified sissy, and she wanted to do a forced feminization fantasy, and I was like, okay, if you want to, then I guess I'll try it. And we went through it, and I was like, holy shit, this is actually really, really hot. So expect something in the near future with that. However, as aforementioned, I am an unreliable little bitch, so don't expect anything. 9. Is there anything you look out for in particular when looking for scripts to fill? Yes, good grammar. If you don't have good grammar and you aren't clearly not a native English speaker, like if you're clearly a non-native English speaker, then I can excuse some of that. But if you aren't, then that just shows me you didn't put very much time into your script and you were putting quantity over quality, and I'm not going to record something like that. 10. Are there any performers who really inspired or encouraged you to pursue creating audios? Performers? Not really, but... actually, yes, this is probably a cliche, but Not Who Rose Thinks was a really big inspiration, just because he always seemed to be so nonchalant when he was creating his audios, and it made me feel less nervous. But with script writers especially, Ravish and Stray Thoughts really inspired me in different ways. Ravish, I read one of his scripts and I was like, hey, I think this would be really interesting to record. It's very flowery and interesting, and I really enjoy it. And then Stray, for better or for worse, kind of encouraged me to explore the darker sides of myself, because before Stray, I didn't really realize that audios that were really incesty, rapey, age play-y could be that sweet. But after that, I realized that they could be, so I started recording them. 11. What, in your opinion, is the best type of feedback you would wish to receive about your work? I mean, of course, constructive criticism, but even over that, blunt criticism. It is really annoying to take really flowery worded roundabout criticism, just because I like to read criticism and know exactly what I should be able to do to fix it in the future. So if someone has said, hey, you're really great, but I think there is one tiny little thing that you might be able to fix, and don't take offense to this or anything, and 500 words of disclaimer before like 5 words of feedback, I'll end up forgetting the substance. So I appreciate you trying to be inoffensive, but really, I'm a big girl, I can take it. 12. What is the most valuable piece of advice you would wish to give to any scriptwriter or audio performer starting out on GWA? Do what you enjoy. In the beginning, I was really competitive and looking to see how many upvotes I was getting as compared to other people, and I feel like this is why it wasn't taking off, because I was just trying to record scripts that I thought would get that I thought would be well received, and as such, I wasn't really having fun with it. But since then, I've started just doing the scripts that look interesting to me and saying, if you don't like it, just look at the next one. And since then, they've all started to do a lot better. So yeah, that's all the questions. And God, I never know how to end these things either. So I'm gonna go back to playing Minecraft. Bye.